The behavior and actions of a Sudbury woman on the day before the body of a man she is accused of murdering was found was the focus of testimony during the fourth day of the criminal trial of 43-year-old Felicity Altman on October 7. Altman is charged with second-degree murder and indignity to a body in the 2020 stabbing death of Robert Keskinen of Sudbury. The trial, which began last Tuesday, resumed Monday in Sudbury Superior Court before Justice Dan Cornell. A jury of six women and six men is hearing evidence into the murder of 75-year-old Robert, Bob, Keskinen. His body was discovered in his room at the International Hotel at 517 Kathleen Street on December 26, 2020. Robert, Bob, Keskinen was murdered around December 25, 2020 at an apartment in the Donovan. A woman named Felicity Altman, 43, is on trial for the killing. Obituary image. The trial is being argued by Assistant Crown Attorneys Kaylee Willens and Brittany Butler, as well as Defense Counsel Stephen Hinkson. In previous testimony, the court was told that Keskinen was found dead in his apartment with more than 100 stab wounds. His body was discovered by Richard Keller, Keskinen's cousin, who had dropped by his room to bring him a Christmas dinner on Boxing Day. Keskinen's small bachelor apartment was found in disarray. His body was on the floor, in a sitting position. Much of the testimony heard Monday focused on what happened the day before the body was found. The court heard from Sudbury resident Dustin Simon, who had made a Christmas Eve visit to his sister on College Street. The Crown introduced Simon to describe what happened that evening. Simon said he decided to visit his father on nearby Kathleen Street, since he had not done so in nearly 6 years, he told the court. I hadn't seen my father in 6 years. So I took it upon myself just to go to say something, to say hi, Simon testified. He told court because the building was locked, he tossed a small stone up to a window to get his father's attention. As Simon made his way upstairs to the apartment, he discovered his father had company. Felicity Altman was visiting. Simon was asked if he recognized the woman in court. He raised his right arm and pointed at her at the defense counsel's table. Simon recalled that on the Christmas Eve visit, Altman was wearing what appeared to be comfy clothes, said Simon, like sweats and a t-shirt. Felicity Altman is seen here in a photo from Facebook. Image, Facebook. Simon could not recall the exact color of the clothes. He said the passage of time and the fact that he had been drinking alcohol, taking cocaine and taking speed pills had faded his memory. At one point in the evening, Simon said Altman left the room. He believed it was about 2.5 hours after he arrived at his father's apartment, but in later testimony he added this time period could be skewed by his consumption of drugs. Simon said when Altman left the apartment, she was empty-handed. She said she was going to her grandfather's, or papa's, who lived in a nearby apartment unit, Simon testified. He said she did not appear intoxicated, but her mood appeared to be kind of quiet. Simon also told the court that at a point before leaving, Altman showed him she had a knife, which he said looked something like a steak knife but without the serrated cutting edge. She had kept it tucked in the back of her sweatpants. While Altman was away, Simon said he and his father continued to consume drugs and alcohol. After a period of time, which Simon estimated might have been more than an hour, Altman returned to his father's apartment. He noticed that Altman had changed her clothes. He said she was now wearing jeans and a hoodie-type sweater. She said Altman also entered the room carrying several grocery bags and reusable carry-out bags filled with several items. He said the bags contained things such as clothes that might be worn by an older man, like t-shirts and jeans. Simon said Altman also had a pair of new-looking tan-colored, lace-up ankle boots. As Altman opened up the bags, she said Merry Christmas. Simon said he interpreted that as a gesture saying come and share what is in the bags. She was opening them up, and she told my dad, do you need anything? I got a shirt, I got pants, I got the boots. He said the bags also contained beer and liquor. Simon said Altman at this point seemed to be calmer, which he attributed to his belief she was taking fentanyl. He added that Altman also seemed upset with herself for some reason. Crown attorney Willens asked him to explain that. Because after coming out from the fentanyl, she was hitting herself, said Simon. What do you mean by she was hitting herself? Asked Willens. She was kneeling on the floor, and she was hitting herself with both of her arms and her hands on her legs, said Simon. When asked if Altman was saying anything at this time, Simon said, I can recall her saying her life was ruined. The trial continues Tuesday. Len Gillis is a reporter for Sudbury.com.